With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Investigators say they have their man. Utah Governor Spencer Cox announcing the arrest of the 22-year-old Utah man who allegedly shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
Cox says it was a political assassination. FBI Director Kash Patel says the quick arrest proves something.
This is what happens when you let good cops be cops. The FBI and our partners are proud to stand here today together to bring justice to the family of Charlie Kirk and honor his memory. I want to express my deep gratitude to President Trump, the Vice President, and the entire White House, who have been so incredibly supportive with both resources and just personally to the FBI as a team. They had our backs the entire way, and I just want to express my gratitude for giving us the resources we need to operate in this space to bring this sort of justice at this sort of speed.
A source tells the AP the suspect's father saw surveillance photos and working with the pastor encouraged the suspect to surrender. Earlier, Vice President Vance accompanied Charlie Kirk's casket to his home state of Arizona aboard Air Force Two.
The vice president honored his close friend and political ally with a final flight aboard his military aircraft. Vance and his wife flew with Kirk's widow, Erica, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix. Earlier, the vice president helped carry Kirk's casket with a group of uniformed service members as it was loaded onto the plane.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Governor Cox says it's believed the suspect acted alone. He calls the assassination an attack on the American experiment. This is SRN News. Closer look at non-believers.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it focuses on the nuns, those who answer none when asked about their religious faith. It's the fastest-growing cohort in many nations, including the U.S., but the Pew survey finds that most nuns are not atheists. In this country, nearly half of the religiously unaffiliated do believe in God, as do majorities of that group in Latin America. Large percentages also believe in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters and the lawmakers they elect could be headed for a clash at the ballot box over the power to set public policy. Citizen activists have kicked off a petition drive for a proposed constitutional amendment that would make it harder for state lawmakers to reverse or revise citizen-led initiatives that have been approved by the voters. In many states, divisive social issues like abortion and transgenderism are dealt with via initiatives and referendums. This is SRN News. The FTC undertakes an inquiry into AI chatbots and the impact of those chatbots on kids.
The Federal Trade Commission has launched an inquiry into several social media and artificial intelligence companies about the potential harms to children and teenagers who use their AI chatbots as companions. It sent letters to Google Parent Alphabet Incorporated, Facebook and Instagram Parent Meta Platforms Incorporated, OpenAI and XAI. The FTC says it wants to understand what steps, if any, companies have taken to evaluate the safety of their chatbots when acting as companions and to limit the products used by and potential negative effects on children and teens. Keith Peters, Washington.
And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 174 points, while the NASDAQ trading 77 points higher. More details at SRNNews.com.